Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, the weekly interview program from the Missouri Corn Growers Association. With me on Corn Talk this week is the CEO of Missouri Corn Growers, Gary Marshall. And Gary, a couple big important issues on the horizon are the Farm Bill and what's going on in World Trade Talks. Let's start with the Farm Bill and give us an update of where things stand right now and what Missouri corn growers should be concerned about.
Well, obviously the Senate is taking a position that there needs to be some savings from their overall budget to help pay for the hurricane damages that have been occurring, a lot of money being spent in Iraq right now, so they're looking for cost savings anywhere they can find them. The first place and when it comes to agriculture that they look are in farm programs, and fortunately I think that the Senate Ag Committee came up with a reasonable vote on and a reasonable reduction to the overall spending plan in agriculture. And our big concern is to make sure that we don't balance the budget on behalf or on the back of Missouri's corn farmers and our U.S. corn farmers. So we're going to be watching that very closely now as it moves from the Senate over to the House side. Again, our big message to our elected delegation is that we're okay with across-the-board cuts whenever agriculture is treated the same and fairly as everyone else is. But if they're going to try to concentrate any of these reductions in agriculture, we think that's wrong. And especially it's wrong if they try to do that in the areas of agricultural support. You know, we've been hit with kind of a triple whammy here in Missouri this year of no crop because of the bad weather, then low prices because everywhere else had good weather, and then finally we're not able to access our world markets because of the hurricane damage to the ports on the southern Mississippi River. So with these three types of whammies that our farmers have been hit with this year, they just can't afford a fourth whammy from the federal government in terms of reducing support. So we're going to be working with our elected officials, our delegation, and again, make sure farmers are treated equitably among all segments of society.
Now, besides the obvious impact of a new farm bill and farm legislation, there's certainly a lot going on, a big push to try to get these world trade talks wrapped up as we move towards the Hong Kong ministerial of the WTO later on this year. What are some of the elements of things going on at WTO that impact Missouri corn growers?
Well, obviously, a lot of things happening in world trade and with the World Trade Organization, the WTO. We have some real concerns when the U.S. talks about reductions in agricultural subsidies because we don't want to unilaterally disarm. If we all are talking about taking cuts and doing it equally, or in fact, if we're talking about the Japanese and the Europeans taking a little bit more of a cut than the U.S., based along the same lines of support today, their support is higher, therefore they need higher reductions, then that's the type of thing that we can live for, especially if those, again, are tied into export enhancement types of programs, because, frankly, we don't use a lot of export enhancement for corn trade. We're more than happy to open up trade for corn worldwide because our farmers can compete with farmers anywhere in the world in terms of corn exports. But if we start talking about cuts in domestic farm programs and price supports here, then we have some real concerns with that. So the whole WTO thing is something we're going to be watching very, very closely. We hope that world trade moves forward and there is a meaningful reform, but we want to make sure and watch the details.
Well, thank you very much. That's Gary Marshall, the CEO of the Missouri Corn Growers Association, updating us on the potential for impact to Missouri corn growers with the upcoming Farm Bill legislation and what's going on in world trade talks. And with this Corn Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.